Blog Talk Radio.
Throw it. Boom, 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 bang, no short. Grass ain't green, ain't more. You a boss and I'm already not. I'm gone. Throw it. Money stack high, can't fold it. Invest that don't blow it. Loud, loud, beep, beep, bogey. I'm gone.
Wake up early, gotta get the dollar. Is you better, not about your bag. Long scrimmage, want them healthy pockets. Give me healthy wallet, I'm a stash. Real estate, I'm a build a state. That's the only way I'm dropping rags. Cougar would it, let the Westie hit them. If you run up, and you know that's fast. Big dog, big paw, big K, rat-a-tab. Big fish, his show, he sleep, relax. Wake him up, get him gone before I send it up. It's fast. Think you tough, no you not. Goofy, you a damn lit. Duster, I eat lame. You ain't nothing but a sandwich. How your n***a soft as hell. Jumped at him and your man's split. Raised up, wiggerilla. In the jungle with my sad bitch. Shut down, west side. Uncle Remus, that's a damn hit.
Throw it,
boom,
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 bang, no short. Grass ain't green, ain't more. You a boss and I'm already not. I'm gone. Throw it. Money stack high, can't fold it. Invest it, don't blow it. Loud, loud, beep, beep, bogey. I'm gon' throw it. You ain't got land, get out the streets. I got bands without the strings, and I demand that it increase. When stacks tryna make it rain, you just brought sand to the beach. You ain't got plans to keep the peace, ain't got the chance to be with me. Throw it. Boom, 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 bang, no short. Grass ain't green, ain't more. You a boss and I'm already not. I'm gone. Rock with them that roll with me. It's overseas. He's holding in the streets. Groceries. Cause you know the goal is to eat. He's holding the only thing folding the sheets. Hey, listen. Meals getting mad cooked. Meals been paid. I'm good. Needs you to lay the wood. You can be a page of a book. Degree, but I stay in the hood. I'm a beast, but I slay the love. Holy G's relate to the hood. Throw it. Boom, 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 bang, no short. Grass ain't green, ain't more. You a boss and I'm already not. Can't fold it. Invest it, don't blow it. Loud, loud, beep, beep, bogey. I'm gon' throw it.
Hey, I know this is your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio, OG TV, man. We in the building, man. I got a great, great show for y'all. Normally, I would just go through my top 10 countdown and just do what I do normally. But tonight, man, I got a takeover show, man. I'm definitely going to get in tune, get it locked in with my man, Jay. Jay, we gonna chop it up. We're going to talk about music. We're going to talk about everything he got going on, upcoming projects. He said he got a big announcement today. He is currently on Instagram live. I'm gonna jump in that live in a minute when my other phone get rocking. I know he's gonna jump have the live jumping off too, so I'm gonna jump in on the live too, man. But I'm gonna tell y'all right now, man, I am going to speed through this top 10 countdown, and that is not no disrespect to any artists on this top 10 countdown, but I do want to acknowledge the top 10 countdown for this week and also get this man JJ his time the right way. I'm not rushing through his whole takeover, his whole situation, but I am going to rush through this top 10 countdown. I'm going to go right into this top 10 countdown, and I'm going to bring my man on before I get into this top 10 countdown. Yo, what's good with you, bro? Say what's up to the people.
What's good? What's good?
Now, let everybody know who you are, what you representing, man.
It's your boy, JJ. That's JJAY, representing 2-1's L Enterprises. Y'all know how that is. Y'all know how that go. You know what I'm saying? We back. You know what I'm saying? I was here before, but we back again. So let's do it.
That's what's up. So like I said, man, I'm going to speed through the top 10 countdown. I'm going to go as fast as I possibly can with this top 10 countdown with still showing these people some love. I know it's your takeover show, but I still want to show these artists love, man. And I appreciate you allowing me to, you know what I'm saying, still show these artists love with my top 10 countdown.
It's always love, man. We need to support each other.
That's fact. That's fact. So what I'm going to do, man, right now, I'm going to go through the first. I'm going to go through 10 through 6, just straight through. We're going to go through 10 through 6, and then we're going to chop it up a little bit. All right? That's cool with you?
That's cool. Let's get it, man.
That's definitely what's up, man. So like I told y'all, man, we got a lot of stuff to talk about, a lot of stuff to chop it up with him. Just get to know this guy, man. Go see what he got going on. And before we do that, I'm going to jump right into the countdown. So it's a lot of movement on the top 10 countdown, and I love it. I love the fact that it's moving on top 10 countdown. So the number 10 joint is my girl, Realistic. It's called Falling Loud right here. OG Radio, top 10 countdown, JJ Takeover. Let's get it.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. At the tone, please record your message.
Playing no games, you do that shit with ease. looking back, bending it over hands on your knees. Got my mind wondering what you can really do. And all that talking you doing, I hope you speak the truth. And all that talking you doing, you about to act a fool. And all that talking you doing, your point has been proved. It ain't my fault. It ain't my fault. It ain't my fault. Cutting up, popping on the handstand. That thing moving, see the print, talking through the pants. Saying wobbity wobbity, drop it to the flow. And ain't planning on stopping, I'ma need some more. Prep, fit, check, gon' put the work in. You in your zone, getting hype, they yelling, go friend. Now gon' give yourself an applause. Sign me up for OnlyFans, I know it go hard. Fuck your ex, they can keep that nigga. Call him up, tell him you working with something bigger. Now make it clap three times in slow motion. Ain't nobody fucking with you, cause I'm on my dick fine. Ooh, it ain't my fault. It ain't my fault. It ain't my fault. You cutting up left cheek, right cheek. I rotate and put your hands on your knees. I make that thing bang. I make that thing bang. I make that thing bang. That thing bang. I see you cutting up left cheek, right cheek. I rotate and put your hands on your knees. I make that thing bang. I make that thing bang. I make that thing bang.
I'ma do my thing, I'ma do my thing. 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 I'ma do my thing. Hey, into the guapo, listening to Rocco. Bad chain with me from Morocco.
Let's go.
Shit by the cargo, fast when the cargo. He hit garage with a cargo.
Cargo.
Always did it big, serving them lanes for like OJ and a Bronco.
Bronco.
Keep it on the humble, bags on the fumble, cooking this shit like gumbo. Getting to the money on the low low. Tell your chick meet me at Soho. Now she wanna stop for a photo. Doing my dance, no go-go. We the ones popping, no promo. Don't watch these niggas, they bozo. Hating on a nigga, that's a no-go. Same reason we get paid by the boatload. This my season, cash money nigga, I'm weedy. Diamonds on me, I'm freezing. Trick Belizean, red beans and rice, I'm eating. Sell your soul, no deacon. Hang with the heathen, this shit easy. Killing this track is bleeding. Eat my meat, but she vegan. Rolling up the dope, we leaving. Watch your homie, they leeching. I got me a vision, I made it go happen. You can't win the game if you never go practice that internet rapping. You niggas be capping, we really don't feel you. You niggas off balance. Come from a city, the culture no lacking. We beating the odds, we making it happen. Give us a penny, we turn it to magic. We did it the harder way. Pardon me. Obviously, I'ma do my thing, I'ma do my thing.
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 I'ma do my thing.
Hey, into the guapo, listening to Rocco. Bad chain with me from Morocco.
Let's go.
Shit by the cargo, fast when the cargo. Heat hit garage with a cargo.
Cargo.
Always did it big, serving them lanes for like OJ and a Bronco.
Bronco.
Keep it on the humble, bags on the fumble, cooking this shit like gumbo.
Hey.
Tell me what you want from me. Let me know now. Tell me what you need from me, yeah. You gotta be sure now. Supposed to be my down bottom and my yeah, yeah. But you be moving like the opposition. Tell me what you want from me, yeah. Let me know now. You a baddie. So you feel like you can style on me. Fly as hell, I'm in the clouds, honey.
Up in the clouds.
You can never break me down, baby.
What y'all doing? You out of my way. You wanna play? I'm gonna skate right out the gate. Shorty might get some slay. Sheesh. I'll find somebody that could keep the pace. Okay. Tell me what you want from me. Let me know now. Tell me what you need from me. Yeah. Gotta be sure now. Supposed to be my down bottom and my yeah, yeah. But you be moving like the opposition. Tell me what you want from me.
Her name was Shauna, her name was Tanya. It was Tawana, it was Milana. Her name was Carla, her name was Barbara. So many girls wanna be my baby, they was sweating me like it's a sauna. They get to following me like Miss Parker. Calling me daddy, but I ain't the father. Show me what you really want. I ain't the type to just put up a front. Catch me pulling up, cleaning the floor, and the engine, the back, and the trunk, and the front. What's a nigga lick his lips, she moving her butt. What's a nigga hit the lights, you know what's up. Move that shit, baby, I like how you do that shit. I got a fetish for bringing the freak out of women, she like how I poo that shit.
As long as I got all the hoes, I'ma keep it playing for life.
Tell me what you want from me, let me know now. Tell me what you need from me, yeah.
I like Tanya.
It's a vibe, you gotta put it on replay.
Late, bro. bro. But man, I'm on time. All these MacBook gangsters be blabbing online. I'm the cream of the cream, bro. I'm standing on mine with a smile on my face. Call it Amazon Prime. Listen, I'm spitting in my prime. The Reaper, one of the sickest of all time. Crowd outside in a single foul line. Like camera action, it's bring it down time. Listen, I'm spitting in my prime. The Reaper, one of the sickest of all time. Crowd outside in a single foul line. Like camera action, it's bring it down time. I'm hotter than riding with a Beretta and the key. There's been a lot of use, but there's never been a me. See, I got a poker face, I never let them see. The chromosomes X, Y, the generation Z. It's flex pressure with mega cheddar and never better. It's too easy, my name, I call it extra effort. I unite the party people like I'm Mega Devers. And we like Russell and Rick, this is a deaf endeavor. Me on the beat, back and forth, the US Open. The Zaza's outrageous, I do be smoking. They call it 7-Eleven, no way I do be open. We like Marines, it's mini car, but few are chosen. Listen, I'm spitting in my prime. One of the sickest of all time. Crowd outside in a single foul line. Like camera action, it's bring it down time. Listen, I'm spitting in my prime.
DJ Sid, is that you?
Okay, I'm good like Megan. Look at my ass, ooh. Look at my haters, they my stepping, ooh. Pat in my pockets, I'm swimming in profits, ooh. It ain't no stopping, nah, nah. Look, look, the crib I bought, I be at. Table I brought, I eat at. The bed I made, I sleep at. Yeah, believe that. The crib I bought, I be at. Table I brought, I eat at. The bed I made, I sleep at. Yeah, believe that. Believe that. Independent woman, I can't waste time. I can't stand no weak ass man who lacking life wanna come at them mind. I like a king who after the shine, after accounts, after the vibes. And I got your side, your front and behind. Yeah, been hip to the game, no cheat code. I'm a beauty, but I'm still in beast mode. I ain't saying that you gotta wear a seatbelt. I'm just saying, just stay in your seat though. I'm a sag, no limit, no keto. Niggas waiting to shoot a shot like free throw. Reminding me of Shaq with the heat though. Got a vibe that's sparking. Reload. Cause the crib I bought, I be at. I'm only going with a piece at. Face green like ski mask. Pouring up sweet red when I relax. So waiting on my downfall like knee pads. Weak ass. X calling my phone, wanna be back. That shit dead. Funeral, burial, repass. Nigga, I'm good like Megan. Look at my ass. Look at my haters. They my stepping. Pat in my pockets. I'm swimming in profits. It ain't no stopping. Nah, nah, look, look. The crib I bought, I be at. Table I brought, I eat at. The bed I made, I sleep at. Yeah, believe that. The crib I bought, I be at. Table I brought, I eat at. The bed I made, I sleep at. Yeah.
I be off in the stew where they rap at. I tell a nigga slidey and no show. Got them all on the way by the boatload. Pro with the way, put the game in the chokehold. No doze, I be up when the money come. Money and sunny, I done came a long way. Now they want something from me. If I ever went away with a band, still love me. If it never hit the fan, they gon' stand up for me. I got out on it. Still gon' dry like a store ad. It's my time, I'm still in my prime. I'm still in your shine, you owe that. Can't put them on notice. Big thrill feeling like Podest. Campaign 2024, I got more in store. Y'all know where my vote is. Cause the crib I got, I trapped out. Made a few racks on the back end. Had to go and hit rich for the tap in. Double that stack, got lit, now we back in. Got a parallel park when I back in. Backs on the wall, I don't back down. Gotta put up on the gas and a foot up on the ass. So I know it gotta hurt when they sat down.
Cause the crib
believe that.
I bought, I be at. Table I bought, I eat at. The bed I made, I sleep at. Yes, believe that. The crib I bought, I be at. Table I bought, I eat at. The bed I made, I sleep at. Yes, believe that.
Remember it well. My family was my foundation. Always there to hold me down when I fail. But I fell in love with the music and From the north I started building friendships that I never end, going places that I never been. The biggest room is for my children. Oh, fully furnished with inner peace, solid walls of integrity, with the ceiling of spirituality. When the bad times come, feeling all alone, I know that I can always
find my way back home.
When life makes me leave and it takes me too far, I can always
find my way back home.
Sometimes I can't see, but I know where you are. I can always
find my way back home.
Like Hansel and Gretel, I can always
find my way back home.
I'll never let you go. Oh no no. Stuck between a rock and a hard place. Couldn't move a single muscle at all. Oh no. Always feels like I'm running in and out of time, trying to wait for that call. Trying to do things my way, my way, my way. Most of the time it's a very big flop. Yes, it is. Stressed out, dying. When will this rush feeling come to a stop? Cause I'm steady pushing every night, every day.
Look, I told mommy she could call me, but only if she really wanna. She's so beautiful, paint a picture like Lisa Mona. She call me Poppy, I do my thing to the early morning. I got her screaming, she steady moaning, she can't control it. Yeah, she get on top and she roller coasting. Flight to Miami, I know she happy, I'm back in motion. Porsche floating, wind blowing, but I want a ghost. Let's have a toast to the bad times that'll help us grow. That melanin on her soft skin, man, it really glow. Beautiful queen, but a bad side that'll make you go. But not too long, cause you holding on, you afraid to go. Cause when you stuck on the good times, your vision moat. Yeah, I know it's harder, baby. Just take it all into your own hands, you're smarter, baby. Beautiful smiling, got them thick hips, you're gorgeous, baby. Yeah. Don't never let them take that from you, baby. And it's weird, cause I've been stuck inside my conscience lately. Painting pictures of your mind a golden treasure, baby. I learned my lesson, baby. No more stressing, baby. I just look right in your eyes and peep my blessings, baby. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
left. My Lisa Mona, my only pleasure, my golden treasure. Yeah, I really fell in love with her essence. I took her down just to lick her up and teach her a lesson. Hop in the whip just to cruise the city, start up a session. The more we really get the rolling, the deeper I'm getting. Intimate conversations with intimate feelings. Then I get the lick and I'm parts of your body that I know will get you wet. Now you stuck and you moaning. Like, yeah. My Lisa Mona. Yeah. My beautiful queen, call her my Lisa Mona. Yeah. My Lisa Mona. Yeah. Call her my beautiful queen.
Hey, that was my new number one joint for the week. That was my boy Kid Griffey with the new number one joint called Lisa Mona. If y'all ain't heard, man, go check out my boy Kid Griffey album, man. All right, definitely go check that out. But it's time to get back to what we supposed to be doing for the night, man. We checking in. We chopping it up. We finna go all in. It's JJ's Takeover, man, so we finna go right into it, man. Hey, what's good with you, bro?
What's good, family? How you doing today, man?
Man, I'm chilling, man. Chilling, man. Just getting off work, man. You know, man. 1-9-5 to the radio show. Exactly how I do. But man, I want you to introduce yourself, man, to the people, man. So we get a few sad things out of there. I want you to do it again for everybody who's tuning in on the live, on Instagram, and anywhere else.
What's good? It's your boy JJ. That's JJAY. CEO of Elf Enterprises, 216. Y'all know that, man. In the background, we got my brother, Shot Boy Jimmy. That's, you know what I'm saying? It's almost automatic in that music shit. You see me, you're going to see him somewhere. But yeah, you know, we in here. We here. OG Radio. It's good.
All right, man. We chilling, man. I appreciate you allowing me to just, you know, lock in with you, man, and do this takeover show, man. So, before I even get to this, I want all y'all artists out there that's locked in with JJ, that's locked in with OG Radio. This is what I mean when I say this is y'all own to y'all music. He hit me up, he said he wanted to do a takeover show. I figured it out and let him have a takeover show, man. Because he's a good dude, man. I like the music, man. And we linked in. So I just want all y'all artists to know, man, this ain't just no one person thing or... You know, if y'all know OG Ready, y'all seen me do this with so many other artists, man. So it's nothing for me to do this. But, man, like I said, man, let everybody know, like, who are some of your influences as far as, like, starting to do the music and
who are some of my influences? Come on, man. Dreamville, J. Cole, definitely number one, man. He's, like, the first one when I was young. But, yeah, started with Cole, then, like, as I've grown as an artist, there's a lot of Jay-Z, you know, I figured out his music for the business. He was the best one to do it to me. And then I figured out the art part of this shit, and Nas became my favorite. So I would put, like, those two people in that gold tier, that top tier, you know, Nas, Cole, and Jay-Z.
That's what's up, man. That's definitely what's up. Who are some of the artists that you would love to play with? Whether they're Chicago artists, independent, mainstream. Who are some of the artists that you want to rock with, lock in with, and play with?
Let me see. If I had to pick some, I would like Anderson Paak, because he's a musical genius. Like, a lot of artists I would pick are more like both sides of, you know, behind the boards and behind the mic, like a Tyler the Creator, a J. Cole, for instance, even if he wasn't my favorite rapper, like, he executive produced my favorite Young Thug album. I forgot, I can't think of the name of it. Then you get Cordae's first album. So, like, you know, I just want somebody to have that ear for music, you know, the Dr. Dre type, you know, people that really understand music, because I think I have an overall thing with music, an overall idea of what I want to do. You gotta have somebody that got both sides of it. They know how to perform it, but also know how to create
it. That's definitely stuff. So outside of music, I know a lot of artists, like, they go into movies, they go into TV, go into fashion. What are some of the other things that you would love to get into or that you're already into that you're about to jump into?
I'm a businessman. Like, I'm not even on some bragging shit. Like, I'm really I don't want to call myself a pillar of the community, but, like, I'm a part of my community, the community I grew up in. I'm trying to, you know, be a leader of the future, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it's not just in rapping. Like, I want them to have opportunities. I want them to understand the mindset that you got to have to get out of here. You know, like, I always come back, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I'm able to go to college in another state and actually succeed and graduate and, you know what I'm saying, realize, like, yeah, I come from here, but this is not, you know, this is a part of who I am, but, you know, all my life is not just this, you know what I'm saying? I know more than the South Side of Chicago. But I love the South Side of Chicago, you know what I'm saying? I could always come back. It's always going to be home, you know what I mean? So, yeah, man, like, you know, I want to, you know, bring up completely the Jay Prince type, you know what I mean? Like, oh, this man got the bread to make something happen, and I'm making stuff happen, you know, putting stuff in those communities. It's not the Starbucks, Walmart, and those type of stuff. You know, it's really like trying to get a school there, trying to get a trauma center there. Like, we still, you know, still don't have a trauma center in the South Side. It's like, come on, man. Like, you know what happens on the South Side. At least hear about what happens on the South Side. You know what I mean?
Man. Sound like a wise young man.
It's real out here, man.
I'm very impressed.
It's real out here,
but man, that's real though. Like as far as what you got coming up, like we know that you sent me a lot of books. We're gonna get into one minute. The first one we're getting into is called Made Man. So let me know the concept behind it. Let me know how you put it together, and then I want you to go into it.
So first off, I heard College Dropout album. That album really inspired my life. So going into his late registration album, I listened to a song on there called I'm Coming Home. And Kanye didn't rap on it at all. It's Common Only One. So if y'all kind of pay attention to the structure of the song, it's a part in the beginning where you got the sample. Then Common said some of the craziest bars. Like, oh, Common, one of the best out the city. Just some crazy buzz, and then they ended it on the sample. You just sitting there with this music, just Gil Scott Heron, if you really know how to write, you know what I'm saying, music, poetry, if you really a pro-black person, like, that's gonna hit you, that's gonna hit home, that's gonna hit your soul, and that's nice. I don't want to say soul as in black man soul, but also your black man soul. So I use that to influence how I created this song. And it's just basically, you know, I'm in a completely different life, man. Like, when I first started rapping, I didn't know shit about this. And now that I'm 4 years in, it's like, yo, I can't believe what, like, the shit that I say that I got behind my name, the shit that I've done so far, you know what I'm saying, my mindset behind it. So that was essentially what I'm talking about in this song. You know what I'm saying, the first bar is head down, grinding. I can't remember when I got it. Like, I'm working. I got to go. I know I'm going. But, yeah, I'm somewhere way closer to that goal than I thought I was. I don't know when I got it. You know what I'm saying? I've just been working. So, you know, this is essentially what that song is. You know, that Kanye influence with what's going on in my life. You know what I'm saying? I'm a made man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't get a buzz, you understand why. Go ahead.
So y'all know what I do. It's not a world premiere, it's a world premiere on OG Radio. So, I want y'all to lock in, tune in, turn whatever you listen to up.
Turn it
up. I want y'all to hear the new joint from my man JJ. It's called Made Man. Live right here, OG Radio. JJ Takeover Show. OG Radio, Captain. Let's get it.
2-1, shit.
You know?
Yeah. Damn, head down, grinding, can't remember when I got here. Can't afford my company, my thoughts made of cashmere. I ain't pulling up if it ain't no bitches or no cash here. Been doing that, niggas on shit that I was on last year. Everybody know that cash rules, bring the real out of dudes. Niggas who ain't pay no dues, just they tryna control you. If I can't watch and fall back, train my soldiers and knock you off track. This ain't no threat, don't take it like that. Only playing what I could prove, liable to circle back. Pray for my enemies, they usually don't make it back. In the booth, on the stage, dominate like I'm Shaq. And I'm only here to win, ain't no way I'm holding back. Fuck wrong with these niggas, man.
What?
Made it, I'm the right person, right hand, I'm a made man. I was in the field, now I just made the payment. Never had the steal, check my record, that's just shameless. Me and my bro kick shit like we famous. I been getting paid way before I was his age. Keep the right energy, I'm gon' bless you like I'm sage. And I own my own shit, I can never be a slave. Go 100 miles an hour, get the fuck up out my way. You can shine like the sun, watch me ride this tidal wave. I can never be defeated, can't describe it if you seen it. The fuck?
Hey man, we back at it. Your boy Mr. AK right here with your boy JJ. We in here doing what we do best, man. Shout out to my man JJ. Hey, that's that cool right there. Man. I like the whole vibe of that shit. So let me say this before we go in the closet. Y'all just heard my top 10 countdown, right? If y'all want any of these songs that JJ got, y'all have to vote these songs on OG Radio. And the way you do that is very simple. You just DM OG Radio to send us a direct message and tell us which song that you want to hear. The more times you DM us, the higher it goes up on the top 10 countdown. The least you DM us, the lower it goes up. So, like I said, every artist, I don't pick favorite songs. I don't control my radio airwaves. I allow every fan, every artist, to control these airwaves. So even if JJ texts me and say, bro, I want to play my joint tonight. Play my joint tonight. Those kind of votes. So artists, y'all got to understand. If your song ain't on the top 10 countdown, it's not my fault. It's your fan's fault and the people that say they rock with you. The people that say, hey, I wish you, I roll with you, I rock with you, I'm behind you. If your song ain't nowhere near on the top 10 countdown, that mean they ain't rocking with you for real. Because I got people on here on this top 10 countdown that are not from Chicago. And that's not me being biased. It's just me showing love to artists and showing love to me. Right. So that's what it's about. It ain't about me playing favorites. If that was the case, I wouldn't play nobody else music in no other state. I'd just play Chicago music. But the fact that I rock with everybody, that's what that really means. So if y'all want them, one of his songs that he played tonight on this countdown, y'all got hope for it. So that's why I'm saying. So are we in the conversation of music? As far as this Drake in this Kendrick joint. What's your quick take on it?
Before we even get into that 2 months nation, I need y'all to vote some of these songs in here, man, like for sure. Like, you know what I'm saying? But we'll talk about that later, 2 months nation. Join the channel. Now, to answer your question, man, like I'm a huge Drake fan. You know what I mean? I fuck with Drake heavy. And, you know, I understand Kendrick. Like, Kendrick is one of the ones when it comes to lyrical content. So it was an interesting battle. We was waiting for it forever. I think, now this is it's not even a hot take. I thought this through. The reason I would say Kendrick won is because Kendrick made a great song. Like, although, like, you know, we knew Kendrick was going to come out with the lyrical shit. And that's what we expected. That's why when Drake made that Taylor Made song, I feel like everything that Drake said Kendrick was to do in that song, he did it. However, when Kendrick came out and gave us a bop, a club banger, a West Coast banger, and put DJ Mustard on that motherfucker, it showed you, like, nah. Like you say, sometimes you got to pop out and show niggas. That was when it was like, yeah, this nigga Kendrick is like, because, you know, don't get me wrong, though, Drake, Push Up, that song Push Up specifically, that's my shit. Like, I can never be nobody number. I know that shit. You know what I mean? But when Kendrick came back with a song of his own that was like a bop, that's when I was like, yeah, I think Kendrick got it. You know what I'm saying? But don't get me wrong. I know Drake still got some shit that he going to put out. Niggas trying to shoot at his house, shoot his security. So I know he ain't going to let that shit slide. And we both Scorpio brothers, you feel me? So it's like, you know, we real big on revenge. So Drake ain't going to take that shit lightly. And that's why I fuck with Drake heavy. So But yeah, right now, man, I would say Kendrick up 3-2 type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a real close, you know what I'm saying? It's a close thing because Drake ain't take none laying down. You know what I'm saying? He for sure did. So, yeah, that's the best I got. I don't have no horse in his race because he's two great artists. Like, I was talking to one of my, you know what I'm saying? I was talking to one of my engineers, and he was saying it's kind of like comparing Mike and Prince. Like, Prince did his shit in the best way possible as a, you know, instrument type thing, making hits, different genres. Michael Jackson, even though he also hit different genres, he had a bass, you know, the R&B basses, you know what I'm saying? He going to give you a song with Leave Me Alone on the song and Bad on the song, but on the same album, he going to give you, you know, some smooth shit, you know what I'm saying? You're going to have something that you, you know, the way you make me feel, you know what I'm saying? All that's on the same album. So, yeah, Mike definitely was able to be diverse like a Drake. He going to sing, he going to rap on every album, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, apples and oranges, you know, so like, you know. That's my take on it.
Yeah. And quick NBA update. So it's 2-1 the Knicks. Indiana took game three at the crib. Halliburton did his thing, man. DiVincenzo did his thing. But like I said, it's Indiana and it's New York. Y'all know like me, I'm a fan of NBA too, so this is like the old 90s, you know what I'm saying, version.
Yeah,
this is 2000 era of the 90s version.
Yeah.
They letting them play enough. But Indiana just had to realize, okay, they letting us play 90s basketball. See, a lot of younger kids don't know what I mean when I say 90s basketball. I mean, like, you go, it's almost like if you watch highlights from Mike when he's getting playing Detroit, it's in that realm. If you watch, if you YouTube it, just YouTube Indiana and New York City for the night,
yeah,
you see what I'm talking about. So these referees understand the moment and they understand the time. And I think that Nick, if Jalen Brunson can hold up, I know that foot still bothering him. He can hold up. I think they can finish the season like six. That's just my opinion.
I agree. I agree, yeah. I like the Knicks. I can't lie. Jalen Brunson, like, for those that know me, y'all know, like, first name Jalen spelled the same way because there's a million ways to spell Jalen. But, and he from the crib. He from the side, man. Like, Jalen Brunson, he not, you know, he's from the crib. I mentioned, you know, and Tom Thibodeau, former Bulls coach. I'm a Bulls fan. So, like, you know, but I was talking about that earlier, man. That's going to be their downfall. It's none of their players. It's Tibbs, man. He's that one, bro. Like, when the Bulls, D-Rose's MVP, they was number one seed. You know what I mean? They went to the Eastern Conference Finals going against this big three. We had D-Rose, Joakim Noah, and fucking Ronnie Brewer. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know, Tibbs know what he's doing, but when you got a shooting guard who is a role player shooting guard, not a star, playing 12 consecutive quarters, you know what you expect to happen, man? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is the highest level. This is the highest level. So I agree with you, though. If the Knicks able to stay healthy enough to where Jalen Brunson can hoop, and, you know, they just lost, I think, OG, you know what I mean? I don't know if Jude playing or not, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, they got a lot going on over there in the Knicks. But for Jalen Brunson to put that team on his back and damn near average 40, come on, man.
Yeah,
on Halliburton, who one of the best offensive point guards in the league, man, averaging, what, 15, 17 assists? That's crazy, bro. Like, 13 assists type shit. Like,
yeah,
you know, but I'm not going to count out Indiana, but I'm taking Knicks, too. I'm going to go with the Knicks, too.
Right. So we're going to get into the second joint. And the second joint is called Levels. Once you speak on this track, let me know how, you know, speak on it, then we're going to go into it.
So Levels is one of the songs I made. I probably was rapping for like a year. And I had wrote the first verse of the song and the second verse, but I was like, I need a hook for this. And, you know what I'm saying, I've only been rapping a year. I really didn't know too much about the music shit. Y'all going to hear it and hear it completely different from Made Men and Levels. However, the bars and Levels is there. Like, I always was able to rap. However, like I said, man, it's one of the early ones. And it really kind of set the bar for, like, not only kind of my life, but my career. Really realizing there's levels to this shit. Whatever you do, like, you know what I'm saying, you could be down here and, you know what I'm saying, it's niggas up here that, you know what I'm saying, working, putting that different work in. So that's what that song is about, putting that work in, man. And really, you know what I'm saying, I'm really on another level with this shit, and I've been on another level with this shit. So definitely tune in, listen to the bars, you're going to see what I mean.
We finna get into the second new joint, man. We still on our war premiere situation. Y'all know what I say. War premiere to war premiere. But OG Radio, that's what I say. That's the motto, man. So we get into the second new joint. Our level is live right here. OG Radio, let's get it.
Cool one, say, man.
Fuck it, we ain't had a night yet.
just wanna shout out everybody at 11 Enterprises.
It's levels to this shit. Welcome to the top floor. These so-called rappers make me bored. I rip their heads up off their cord. On the chest is Michael Kors. Study me down to my laces. These new mics, these ain't no aces. Put you niggas in your places. My nigga, you a drill. These recordings make me meals. Lay it down, smooth as silk. Take your bitch, that shit ain't real. Hit her up, tell her come chill when she can. JJ, I'm a lover man. Fuck her like his only fan. So damn fly like Peter Pan. I been carrying the brand. Got 11 on my back. Kyrie, shifty, that money breed. Jealousy, especially when they see that this rap my specialty. To the bread like athlete. Mix the rhymes with Hennessy. Might explode like Zach Levine in a league of my own. Cause I did it all alone and it's all homegrown. Oh, you wanna call my phone? No answer, it's going strong. It's a lifestyle. Might wanna make you put the mic down. I'm out of sight now. Dying lights, under shy lights. Making highlights look high, shine bright. I'm popping magnums. I went for the gold, now I'm going for platinum. Let's make it happen. Yeah, we locked in. We about that action. Them pistols clapping in the MAC-10. Fuck a fake friend. Just seen a lot through these Ray-Bans. I'm hot like Satan. You need a spray tan. And the money really long like DeAndre Ayton. We keep shit live, nothing basic. No stopping Jalen. Cause it's levels. 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 Levels.
Man, it'll be a long time before you reach mine.
It ain't no way to stop it. All these niggas out of pocket. Cause they had it, never got it. Had to hop into my wallet. Signing checks, direct deposits. Staying hot in all the climates. Like I got this to a science. Bought my bitch some matching diamonds. Leader of the new school, Kakashi Sensei. Yeah, I rap like the rent due, but the rent paid. Cause I'm nice, yeah, these rhymes is tight. Just pouring out my life. On my grind every night. Hopped in my bag, I up the price. Pin game crazy. Cut the fro, now I'm wavy. Self-made, can't nobody say they made me. I'm slim but never shady. Might think that I'm a thug. I got two phones like the plug. Get suggestions with a shrug. Got a permanent meme mug. But the truth of the matter, this dark skin is attractive. No father, lucky ambassador. I cannot fuck with the cappers. Only my bitch and my family. I knock you down, you can't stand me. Another level of insanity. Jay.
Yeah, I know it is. You're still in the building, man. It's your boy, Mr. AK, live with me, JJ. Two songs, they solid. Like, I got to tell people, I do not listen to none of these songs before I play them with myself. And I know people are like, yeah, check my song out. I promise y'all, I'll be playing. But with all the stuff that I do in my company and with my marketing company and everything I do not get around to everybody's song. So when I first hear it, I hear them live on the radio. So my live reaction. I tell people I'm honest. And I still do features on certain projects, so it was on somebody else's joint, and I got some stuff that's coming out, so don't think, I don't know what I'm talking about. I've been doing this for a long time, just, I figured out more ways to do what I do and help other artists, so don't get twisted. I'm going to the studio and give you a lot of stuff. I'm getting twisted.
Oh, no. So, nah, you got to.
These are live reactions. I'm not just saying this song is solid because we on live. I'm literally live reactions from me hearing it is what I'm giving y'all. So that's what it is.
Man, that's a classic right there, man. That's a classic. That's a couple years old.
I'm rocking with it, though. I'm definitely rocking with it. So like I said, man, I'm impressed. I'm just going to tell people we on live. I'm impressed. From what I've been doing for me doing these radio stations, you got a solid sound, man. I really like it right now. So, Denver and the Wolves in Minnesota are going at it right now. It's like a 3-point game, but I know people are happy about Joker winning the tournament, but I feel like my man SGA got robbed. And I also feel like, why the hell Edwards wasn't even in like the top six or top five in MVP, and he's been destroying the league.
For sure.
I understand SGA was number one. I understand that. So I'm in the check, though. I'm mad that SGA didn't get a lot of love. I'm sorry. I understand who Joker is, but in my opinion, I would have already saw SGA with me.
I agree.
Didn't nobody think OKC was going to be the number one team? Nobody saw that shit. So the fact that SGA took a whole bunch of young, ain't no vet on that team. There's not one vet.
He
maybe one or two on the big deal, no, but that's just some young, hungry guys trying to get it. Just like Minnesota. And it's literally out of nowhere becoming a sanctioned league in slow motion.
Yeah,
it's a lot of young guys, but Ant's been on the stand, and he's been on the stand in the right way during the playoffs. This is where you make your name, man. So how do you feel about this year? I got Minnesota winning this shit. How you feel about that?
If they make it to six, see, that's the thing. Experience versus that youth, that shit matters, man. Like, I tell people that all the time in the soup and stuff. Denver's a great team. You know, now they did lose two at home though, so I get the momentum is against them, but they got the 3-time MVP over there and Jamal Murray, and they a great team. Like, they team not playing well, but you know it happens. You know, they get motivated the right way, man. I don't know. Like, I don't want to sleep on a championship team. They already won it too. That's the other thing. Like, you know, Minnesota, if they get past here and it's on some young shit, you know, and it's two young teams go at it, they probably able to pull it out because Edwards got that dog in them. But they got to get past Denver first, man. And like you say, they're keeping it close. When Denver beat the Lakers, they played terribly that game. Like, they had a bunch of turnovers. The Lakers was actually capitalizing off these turnovers. But Denver pulled it out as a team. You know what I'm saying? Like, two game winners in that series from Jamal Murray. I'm pretty sure he got some more in them. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if the teams play well, they're able to get it together, man. I don't know. If they go six, I don't know. They may go seven, man. I'm be honest. Like, I love Anthony Edwards. I think he's the next Mike. I'm from Chicago, Sandy, and I think Mike's the GOAT. However, you can't count out the Joker, man. Just like you can't count out Pat Mahomes.
No, you can't.
You know what I'm saying? It's some people you can't bet against. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, that's my thing. Like, I don't want to bet against him. I bet against the Greek Freak at 21, and I'm still eating my words to this day, man. I'll never do that again.
Hey, no, only reason I didn't have a horse in that race, I really wanted CP3 to get a ring. But it was just Drew Holiday was doing what he was supposed to do. That was the outside hero.
Man.
And you see what happened when they got him, man. He don't even look the same. They don't even look like the same thing.
They all over the place.
So,
like, they had a coach.
I feel like they messed that up.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy because, like, I feel like you can't talk crazy about Doc because he got a ring. But at the same time, you know, and then even like it was like I think after the All-Star break, they was hooping. Like, they ain't locked in.
They was
hooping. But it's like, you know, in the playoffs though, man, everybody was hurt. Giannis get hurt, James get hurt, Middleton. He's not a number one guy, not trying to talk shit. He's just not that guy.
Not no more.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like, you know, it was a tough situation. But I think a full healthy Milwaukee team with I don't know about Doc. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, the championship he won, he had KG and Rondo, like, and Ray Allen. Like, come on, dude, that's four out of their five starters. He had Kendrick Perkins, who I know they talk shit about Kendrick Perkins, but he was an interior force when he was hooping. So it's like,
you need them pieces.
Brooke Lopez, right? Come on, like, it's the same shit, man.
You need them guys. That's true. They don't give you shit, but they do exactly what they're supposed to do. So, you know what I'm saying? They do what they're supposed to do. And those are the guys you need. And those are the guys that Milwaukee don't have.
Yeah. So they got a Bobby Portis. He a little nutcase.
Yeah. And they wouldn't get, you know, look crazy.
West Side crazy.
And he's been for four games for being Westside crazy. See?
That fan had him fucked up. That's all I could think of. I don't know if it's true or not, but that fan had him fucked up.
But still, man, Pat got to know better, man. You a vet now.
You're right.
You can't be doing the goofy no more, man. So We getting back into it, man. We finna get into the joint. Like me, let me know how you came about doing this joint, and you know, give us a spill on it.
Man, this track got history, man. Like, so last year, it was around this time last year, May of last year. Me and Shy Boy Jimmy was on this beautiful radio show, OG Radio, and we was, you know, kind of, you know, letting people know about our project, Welcome to the Winner's Circle Volume 1. So we have three collab songs on there, and then we got two solo songs. The solo song I created was Like Me. It was a song that, it kind of came out that 50 Cent realm. He got a song called Not Like Me. Listen to that song. It's on it's a mixtape, 50 Cent song. It's on the Get Rich or Die Trying album. Listen to it. So I listened to that song, and I recorded the song on the skeleton. Like, I didn't even have a full beat. You know, I just had the skeleton, which was the you gonna hear the drums, and you will hear, like, it's like the melody part of it. But we didn't have all the extra sounds around it. And yeah, man, I was really, at that time, I was really in my bag. Like, Shy Boy Jimmy was really helping me a lot on some, like, finding different ways to write lyrics. So I, you know, I took that into this, and I created this song, Like Me. It was way more about, you know, kind of just getting in my bag and expressing that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and so that's what this song is about. You know, kind of more on the songwriting bag, you know, songwriting stuff. But, you know what I'm saying, I still got my bars. Like, the bars always going to be there. But this song is more about, you know, even when I perform it, I kind of make the song a little bit more. So definitely check this out. Welcome to the Winner's Circle Volume 1. Listen to that on everything. Shy Boy Jimmy JJ. Like Me, the solo song by me. That's the last track on there, man. Give it a try, man.
Y'all know what it is, man. We're still rolling in the second joint. Get into this lovely joint, man. We're still rolling in the second joint. We do what we tell us to do.
Hey.
So we get to the joint, man. Like Me, live right here. OG Radio, man. Let's get it.
2-1 shit, man.
Yeah. 2-1 shit. 2-1 shit. 2-1 shit. Yeah,
you ain't never like me. Bitch, I'm going for the throne. Now I'm move politely. Hey, you know we smoking strong. Run 2-1s, don't track me. And I don't accept defeat. Chosen when I gotta leave. To the heights that you can't reach. You can never be me. Hustle love like beep beep. I see how you niggas fight and you can never beat me. Peep how hard you niggas watching. Prime time, 7 o'clock. Leaving all you niggas shocked. Who am I? What have I done? Rapping to be number one. Flowing like a magician. Very few could match my wit. You ain't fucking with the clip. Champagne bottle popping shit. I've been out of different whips. I'm talking BMWs and Benz. Spin that shit and make it again. Tell shop, hold that Donnie again. Family shit, they fuck a friend. I don't regret nothing I did. Lord forgive me for my sins. This real life, this ain't no sense. Make my bread and dodge the pen. So I'm writing with my pen. Prophecies and synonyms and never going broke again. This ain't nothing personal. You ain't fucking with my flow. Come catch me at the studio. You could learn a thing or two. When I rap, it's critical. Every rhyme I give to you is from a boss's point of view. You ain't never like me. Bitch, I'm going for the throne. I don't move politely. And you know we smoking strong. Run 2-1, don't track me. And I don't accept the beat. Chosen one, I gotta lead. To the height that you can't reach. You ain't never like me. Bitch, I'm going for the throne. I don't move politely. And you know we smoking strong. Run 2-1, don't track me. And I don't accept the beat. Chosen one, I gotta lead. To the height that you can't reach. You ain't gotta like me. Run 11, getting money. You ain't got it like me. Bitch, I'm hot in summertime. Black clothes or white meat. Hella uncomfortable. Make you run across the street. Only I could run a team. Keep my dogs off the leash. I feel like a point guard. Hit them with a sham guard. Getting buckets and one. Make them call a timeout. Opposition jammed up. Nigga, get your bands up. If you rapping 2-1, put your fucking hands up. Say legit. I ain't gotta fake how I was raised up. You niggas' stories made up. One of one can't make us. I come here to run the game. You can never play us. I see why they hate us. When a circle planting seeds. On the mic behind the scenes. Generate my own machine. Goals big, do more than dreams. Shit ain't easy as it seems. Hustle in my bloodstream. Legendary like I'm Preem. Run you niggas like I'm Queen. You ain't never like me. Bitch, I'm going for the throne. I don't move politely. And you know we smoking strong. Run 2-1, don't track me. And I don't accept defeat. Chosen one, I gotta lead. To the height that you can't reach. You ain't never like me. Bitch, I'm going for the throne. I don't move politely. And you know we smoking strong. Run 2-1, don't track me. And I don't accept defeat. Chosen one, I gotta lead. To the height that you can't reach.
We still in the building, man. We still hanging out. I got my boy in the building. We still kicking it, man. JJ, man, what's good, man? How you feeling, man? How you feeling?
Man, so, I'm feeling this crown, goddamn. If anything.
Everybody needs their mic. So, give me your opinion on this top 10 countdown. I know I played a lot of joints, man. Let me know any joints you're feeling. Like, how you feel about the overall hype? Like, you know what I'm saying? How you feeling about the top 10 countdown?
I was fucking with, it was a lady spitting bars. Like, she was spitting bars. I like the, we had the sample. I had the sample in my head. It's like a popular sample. I don't want to say it was the Cisco song. I can't think right now. But I be smoking a lot. I used to smoke a lot, but I'm still reaping the benefits. But, I was fucking with them vibes, man. I like how, like I say, some of them had the bars. Some of them was giving you the songwriting stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's getting both sides of it. So
yeah.
I was fucking with it, bro. I love the diversity. I love that. Like you said, it's not just Chicago music. Like, you got all over the place, man. I love that shit, man. Like, because, you know, music is not just up the block. Music not just drill. You need that. You need the melodies. You need them bars. You know what I'm saying? You need them beat breaks. You need some instruments. So I love it. You know what I'm saying? I love it. And I hope 2-1's Nation is paying attention and trying to get JJ in each. Come on, man. Vote for me, man. We going to spam. We spam at OG Radio, man. We spam.
That's what it is. So the number 2 joint, that was from VS3, from Brooklyn, New York, man. So shout out to B. Morgan is from New York as well. Realistic is from Chicago, but she now stays in California. Twins is from New Orleans. K-Vibes is from Louisiana. So, yeah.
You got the Chicago people on it. You got Kid Griffin from Chicago. Who else you got? Hold on. I gotta bring you back in on the radio. Hold on.
You're popping fireworks, man. What the hell is going on? Takeover shit. Nigga, OG Radio got the takeover. What you talking about?
So, like I was saying, like I passed my call drop. We got a lot of different artists from different spots, man. And so one track that I'm happy that I got on my drum is from the legendary track. Anybody in Chicago, everybody know what track it is. Track did music, Twisters, anybody in the game, you know.
Yeah.
Like, Rainstein, Tractor, and then they joint. He did this from New York, from Beans, and everybody. So he gave me this joint called Downtown, featuring Tifa. And Tifa, and y'all know who Tifa is. Tifa's from Chicago. She was rocking with Steel Rocker, kind of hung out of their friends. They had a group. So the fact that Tractor sent me a joint, I was like, I ain't gonna lie, I was excited because a legendary guy from Chicago, a lot of people might be like, man, you got a lot of people on your OG Radio. Yeah, songs from Gucci on his joint. I had Rick Ross on his joint. I had Twist on the joint. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just name it. I had some artists on my mixtape.
Mm-hmm.
But to get traction, to give me the stamp, man, tell me she's doing my thing, man. That's what this whole thing did about for me, for OG Radio. It was like, give me Chicago legends in the A, but I see. That's all I need. I don't need all the extra hype. Just somebody give me a tag and a shout out, brother. Let me know I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. That's what Chicago artists are. Like I said, man, y'all listening, y'all artists are listening in, man. It's so much stuff that we do here at OGNC, man. It's not just radio. I DJ, I OG Stage, I do marketing, I do everything. I do logos and all that. I'm a one-stop shop almost for artists, man, because I want the artists downstairs, like, yo. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of stuff that you can be doing that can get you in front of people. I'm also doing some TV stuff. And anybody who watches Chicago Bulls game and knows Kendall Gill, I currently do a lot of social media work for Kendall Gill. I do event planning for his podcast called The Parlay. The Parlay is a sponsor for OG Radio. So Kendall Gill is sponsoring OG Radio. So it's like Chicago guys who are not just doing radio or just TV. Support what we doing, man. I've worked on the TV show Chicago. So I wasn't on camera. I was behind the scenes doing a lot of work. So I'm linked in with a lot of tech, and that's like the blessing of what I'm going to do on. So when I reach out to these artists or these artists reach out to me, I'm on my way. And I want y'all to be in our business too, so I don't want nobody to feel like Oh, bro, ain't no point. No, I'm gonna show you what I do. That's exactly what it is, and I want you to go into this. The next joint is, give me what you want.
Give me what I want. Give me what I want.
Let me know about that one.
So give me what I want, man. This is a track. Me and Cell, February 23rd, we dropped a project, the Genius and the Man with the Plan. So Cell the Genius is easily one of the best producers in the city of Chicago, bro. Like, and I will stamp that myself. I'll put my bread on it. Like, he's one of the best producers in the city. He also got bars. Like, it's not just like, oh, he's a rapping producer. This nigga raps. He raps. So every time I get on a track with him, I got to spit. So this is a song with me and Cell. It's some smooth shit, ride through Lakeshore, got your blunt lit, got your lady with you, you by yourself, you got some instruments going on, you feel me? But it's a real cool vibe. You get the JJ without the energy in the voice. You get JJ just talking to you. And this beat really made me want to talk to you, explain to you who I am and what it's about. So Give Me What I Want is essentially, it's like a vibe filler, man. Like, you feel it, you're going to feel this shit, you're going to vibe to it afterwards. 2-1's Nation, this is one of the songs that need to be on OG Top 10. Like, let's get that out there. Shout out to Telly Genius.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
Y'all heard it, man. Y'all heard it. So y'all team on people. Y'all team on fans. Y'all team on Nation. It's on y'all to get one of these songs. It's not me. So don't nobody send me no message like, bro, you on Rocco, bro. You can't take home. Ain't nothing on Top 10. All I'm going to say is, so who DM me? So who asked for the song? Y'all know I already told y'all what the rules are.
So
don't blame. I just want people to know. Don't blame OG Radio. Don't blame Mr. AK. Don't blame DJ AK38. That's my DJ name. Don't blame me. If none of these songs go Top 10 countdown, I want y'all to look in the mirror and say, did I DM OG Radio? And I'ma show y'all like y'all did. So we getting to this next new joint called Give Me What I Want.
Give Me What I Want.
Right, OG Radio. Y'all already know it. Yes, sir.
Turn me up.
Let's get it.
That's why they hate. Only the real know I'm real. My music resonates. Can't believe I'm 25. Them statistics are fake. So just pop some champagne to life we celebrate. I'm addicted to the digits. Find habits of winning. Please don't take it personal when this business presented. Swear I only got these rhymes for 2 months for a living. All these people swear they feel me. I swear they don't get it. Got the city on my back. Thank you all for support. I be cruising through the shot like a baby on board. I'ma make it to the top. Still be hungry for more. I can never get enough, still got way more in store. Black tea, gold on the game, I gotta hold on. Keep a tight grip, I ain't never letting go. God for a black truck, I'm like magic running showtime. Give me what I want, cause I swear it's like I'm at the climax of my movie. I'm actually still feeling relaxed, come into where we at. It's like we'll never be back, I pray we never relapse to where we used to be at. We gotta live, we need that, we ballin' till we see black. Yo, be back, it keep taking like risks. See how green light hits, my label sees you as splits. And I still own that bitch, so I need all that shit. I got a long ass list of how I move the money down, so that I revolve that shit. Taught her I need backwards and I don't need back talk. But she got that good good and she let the cat talk. This life shit too fast, we ride it like a track hawk. Cause whether shit good is bad, we never gon' back off. Whatever you wanna have, it come with a bad cost. So I make my autograph work for New York law. Overdraft and bad math, pop inflation off. It made me laugh cause they can't afford the cost to be the boss.
Okay.
Hey, we still in here, man. We still vibing. We still rocking, man. And I gotta say, man, I'm feeling the joints, man. I'm feeling the joints, man. Like, you got some diversity to you, man. You slowed it down, gave me a little late to a drive, little late night vibe, look, you know what I'm saying? Atmosphere, you know what I'm saying? So I'm working with it.
Man,
I gotta tell y'all something real quick. So shout out to Radio Rail Cyber Genesis. That is my poetry team. So every Thursday, every other Thursday we do Poetic Eye on OG Radio. Ain't nothing but poetry. That's what we do. You know what I'm saying? We've been rolling. May 19th, we doing a bunch of poetry event. Y'all know
y'all
what I
know
mean.
What I mean.
Y'all come
y'all
out
come
May 19th, man. Check my OG Radio page. And I got the Eventbrite link up there, man. We selling puff packs. It's going to be a lot going on. It's going to be artists in the building. It's going to be vendors in the building. I need y'all to go to Eventbrite. Go to my page. I tag Jennifer. I tag Radio. Go into the DM, go into the inbox, man. Get the link, man. Buy these tickets to this Puffin' Forward tour group, man. They be epic. It's a different vibe. It ain't like a regular rap showcase, man. It's poetry. Man, it's different, but I love the vibe, bro. So I want y'all to really go ahead, go to Eventbrite. I'm going to post the link. It's going to be on my bio. It's going to be on my Facebook page. So I want y'all to go back to my main page. I will be on the one or two. I'll be beginning at night, like I always do. Hosted by Radio Real and Genesis. Y'all come out and hang out with us, man, May 19th, man. That's what I want y'all to do, all right? So, back at it. We still got some more songs to go. And also, I know you told me, you DM me, you said you had a big announcement. So, we going to go to the last song and then get to this announcement.
All right.
So that's how we're going to do it. So the last song is, I think, the one. So let me know how this came about.
So the one is essentially the 2-1's national anthem, man. I ain't no other way to put it. That's the 2-1's national anthem, man. Let's get it.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So y'all already know what it is. I done said it a million times. I know the blue. I know the UK. It's not an official. It's not an official. We're up from this. We're up from the OG Radio. Y'all know how to get these songs.
This is an official one.
All that stuff, man. So we getting into it, man, JJ, the one. And then when we come back, he going to tell us what this big announcement is, because I don't even know what the hell it is. So he going to tell everybody. He going to tell the live. He going to tell everybody. So y'all keep it locked. Like OG
ladies and gentlemen, please stand for the national anthem.
I took the show on the road. I deserve to go. The game is to be sold. I had to put my niggas on. We ain't start out loud. I had to rap to win some crowds. Got them eyes on me now, and I won't let them down. We the ones behind the ones, so either way we winning it. Based on our chemistry, complete each other's sentences. Put two together, front and back, and lock this shit. Only for the members, you fuck around, we gon' rock your shit. We don't need to meet, I'm sliding it down the banister. We don't need to sleep, we 11, we up here vamping it. Take another shot of Don, and then I count my rubber bands. Make the business larger than life, it's just my acumen. You would never get a check from me, get respect from me. Riding Southside in a ocean V, keeping it low-key. The people been my purpose, feel they love, they will never leave. You need to do some tweaking to your team, you can't fuck with these. We the innovators, the ones with the ones up. The ones you never see, but you feeling them, that's us. Made it out the mud, motivate you to mask up. We can never lose, they ain't able to catch up. We the innovators, the ones with the ones up. The ones you never see, but you feeling them, that's us. Steady getting green, fuck them all, they envy us. Catching all these blessings, they can't never say it's love. It's like him, know what to do, send a couple loops. Got a lot to give, ain't got shit to lose. So much on my mind, gotta let it loose. Since we did the truth, we been locked in like some animals. We been in the zoo, oops my bad, I missed the stoop. Dan's got the void in that nigga shoot. Misty shoot with cameras too, that's the whole 11 crew. We define incredible, keep the product for the proof. I'm the hottest in the booth, regardless who is in the room. I don't play a character, ultimate competitor. That's your wife, we sharing up. Foot on the gas, ain't letting up. From the south side of the go, city fuck with me for show. You can't take me off my glow, the 2-1 CEO. On my grave, on my tombstone, niggas hotter than Tucson. Only people I call on, we lead the next movement. Got it inked up in my skin, can't compete, you don't compare. The best team, we only win, undefeated season. We the innovators, the ones with the ones up. The ones you never see, but you feeling them, that's us. Made it out the mud, motivate you to mask up. We can never lose, they ain't able to catch up. We the innovators, the ones with the ones up. The ones you never see, but you feeling them, that's us. Steady getting green, fuck them all, they envy us. Catching all these blessings, they can't never say it's love.
Yeah.
Man, you just gave me a 90 feel with this one, man. You gave me a 90, old, like 90, 96, 95 type, you know what I'm saying?
The best in hip-hop, 95.
Hey, look, you gave me that 95 vibe, man. That's what's up, though, man. So, man, Q1 Nation, y'all catch y'all pick, man, because, I mean, I ain't got no horse in the race. I can just tell you what songs I like. And when I let my DJ do what he do after my top 10 countdown, hey, I'm gonna play what I want to play sometimes. I get a little, you know what I'm saying? I get a little selfish when I get into my mix after I do my top 10 countdown. It's a mix, so you know what happens in the mix. I just play what the fuck I want to play, what I'm feeling, what I'm vibing to. So that's what it is after the top 10 countdown. So. Whatever y'all decide, I don't know, but one of these songs gotta be in the top 10 countdown. I'm not saying that for my purpose. I'm just saying because y'all know the rules now, so y'all can't blame me as well. I'm keep telling y'all. Just saying. So right now, I'm looking at this Denver and this Minnesota game, and Denver is up 36-22. I don't know what's going on. They miss a lot of easy shots. Minnesota missed a lot of easy shots. So.
Amen.
It ain't looking good, but they're in the second quarter. So, you know, they third quarter is crazy. So, I ain't telling nobody out, but like I said, it is what it is. So, I want you to go ahead and get to this announcement. I don't know what it is, but I'll let you go ahead because you had a big announcement. Let you do what you do.
So, for all the people that's been following me since I started this shit back in 2020, y'all know my transformation series. So, the first one came out in 2020. Second one came out 2022, January 2022, man. So today, on May 10th, it's the crown. May 10th, 2024, man, I'm officially announcing that Transformation Volume 3, my final installation of the Transformation series, will be coming out. Y'all heard the one that's going to be on there. So that just imagine that vibe. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have some crazy vibes. We got a lot of features. I don't do features usually. Got a couple features. One of the guys, my boy Juice Mazy, going to be on there. We got Sale all over that motherfucker. We got Cam Ain't Shit, who produced that last track, the one. Me and Cam Ain't Shit chemistry is Shaq and Kobe, Stockton Malone. Y'all going to hear it on here. We got so much coming through it, man. So Transformation Volume 3 coming out. I got some videos for y'all, man. Another exclusive interview. This ain't the only exclusive interview we doing. We got another one. And it's a 2-1 exclusive interview. So y'all make sure, man, that y'all stay tuned. We got a lot coming out. We got a video coming out soon. So just, you know, look out, man. Like, I'm telling you, man, this takeover is not just at OG Radio, man. We taking over everything, man. So y'all make sure y'all ready, man. Yeah, man. So there we go, man. That Transformation Volume 3. Be ready for this summer bangers, man. We got some bangers this summer, man. And who knows, you may get another project out of that. That's all I'm saying. Me and Shy Boy Jimmy got some shit in the vote. If you came to the show, you may have heard it. I don't know, but you may get some on Winning Circle shit, too. You never know, man. So, no hook shit, I don't know. You know what I mean? So, I'm just saying, stay tuned with the Elf Enterprises, the 2-1 shit, man. Make sure you vote for these songs at OG Radio, man. And be on the lookout, because we got some shit. You know what I mean?
That's
there we go.
Tough. That's definitely what's up, man. Like I said, man, I got a lot of stuff on this game with, man, so don't be surprised if I know, you know, Lynch Will and the DJ that I got rocked with or another radio station or whatever I got going on. So, man, don't be surprised if, you know, you get a call from another DJ that's rocking with you or something like that, man, because I got some DJs I rock with. I don't want to name them, but I got a couple of little courses. So the DJs that we mutually rock with each other, we mutually respect what each other does. They respect what I do on the radio. I respect what they do on the phone. Because I still learn as a DJ too. So don't just, I do my thing, but I love to learn. So I'm learning from these cats as well as I'm just doing what I do. Now I'm not saying that I ain't no point. I do my thing. I just love to learn what the craft that I'm doing. All my craft that I'm doing. But DJ especially, I'm still learning the game. I'm still learning, you know what I'm saying, everything about DJ. So like I said, I'm glad that I'm connected with certain DJs. We're going to keep it rocking, man. We definitely going to keep it going with that, man. So what I want to ask you is, man, outside of music, would you ever think about doing movies or acting or anything else like that?
I wouldn't necessarily act, but I will for sure be executive producing. All the videos that I shot, no shot at Shy Boy Jimmy. You know, we got a video together. No shot at Shell, got a video together. But, you know, I'm the person writing these treatments. I'm the one that's, you know what I'm saying, writing some crazy shit. So, like, the behind-the-scenes thing is my thing, bro. I just so happen that, you know, I can do both. So, I'm the executive producer. I'm the idea tank. I'm the person that get an idea, and then somebody else takes it and blooms it. You know what I mean? But I'm definitely a behind-the-scenes guy. But yeah, you're gonna see my name, man. Like, and just, you know, not on some bragging shit. I hate talking about it, but I'm nominated for an Emmy. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I niggas really out here working. You know what I'm saying? Behind the scenes, like,
that's
I wasn't
summer,
in the camera at all. But, yeah, I'm saying, like, so yeah, I would, you know, I definitely be the guy that cutting checks or, you know what I'm saying, like, overseeing some shit. But yeah, man, you know, I think I found my role. You know what I'm saying? Like, my role is to oversee some shit, is to create some shit, get the team together, get the budget together, and make the best decisions possible for whatever we doing. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing personal.
That's what's up, man. You got to take over like that, man. And I love your mindset because you're thinking more about the business side, man, and more so about, hey, you're going to get to a point where I know I found myself saying this, that I got to a point now where I don't really feel like I have to drop music to fulfill, like, my, like, how I feel about my music career. I feel like me, I'm able to do so much, so many other things that the music now is just fun to me now. Like, I have more fun recording now than what I did when I was younger. So, you know what I'm saying? And I can honestly say I hear that from you. Like, you got, you thinking outside the box faster than a lot of other guys, man. You know what I'm saying? So, it's a lot more things that you guys can get locked into, things you get paid for, like, you get your song on the Netflix movie, you get your song on the TV show, you get your song on a commercial, like, anything. There's so many different ways to get money, and I'm, like, now understanding that to the max power. But when I was first doing music, I was just running around trying to do shows and being somebody's face, like, yo, I got bars, and then I started realizing, like, nah, bro, I do too much. Like, you too talented to just be trying to focus on. If I don't do the music, anybody going to know me. It's like, no, nah, I don't do the case. It's not the case because I dropped the mixtape here, child. OG Radio Producer Greg Unknown. I had a major artist on every single one. I had Wale on one. I had Gucci on one. I had Rick Ross on one. I had Twista, R. Kelly on one before all the R. Kelly stuff was down. Man, I had... Dude, I had everybody I could think of I had on there, man. Like, that major artist, man. So, and I didn't ask you artists. I didn't ask you major artists. I really didn't. It was just, they were locked in with an artist that rocked with me, and they were like, yeah, you can use that song. So that's how those things happen. During the pandemic, I started a marketing agency, a marketing company, where I help artists market themselves. And I knew that was kind of the road that I was supposed to go into because I knew so much, and some of these younger artists didn't know. And the fact that they are willing to learn, want to learn from me, and that's kind of like, you know, me being the elder statesman or the OG, as they call it now in the game, man. I'm a little behind most of these guys, these younger guys that's doing music now. So the fact that they take the time to listen to my ideas, or I give them influence, like, hey man, this I used to market this, or this I used to do this. And they don't take it as me trying to take over. Just like, nah, bro, let me give you some insight. I've been in this game for a minute. I understand a little bit more than you may know, and you may know some stuff that I don't know. So it's like I feed off the younger guys, and I try to get them the game from different angles. So because I DJed for 3 years for Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade did a basketball academy, a sports academy for 3 years. I was a volunteer for the camp for, like, the whole time he was in the league. And then the last season we did the camp in Chicago, I got the opportunity to be a DJ, but I didn't prove myself. I just didn't get it because me and Dwayne Wade went to the same high school. I knew the fam and all that stuff, and I would never like telling nobody that. I never do. But anytime somebody asks you, can you DJ, I got a name drop, and I hate it because I don't feel like, oh, those are name drops. It's like, no, I'm not. It's just, that's what happened. I had to prove myself to the people, even though we cool. And we from the same area, and I know the people, and I still had to show him that I was worth being able to do something that big. So me saying this and saying, like, just because I got these amazing people, it wasn't a gift. I had to earn this shit. I had to earn every DJ event that I did, I had to earn these artists and trust to me to do this stuff. So the fact that you got a team, you been saying two one nation the whole night, so let me know you got a team around you, and I can hear that you understand that sometimes I don't be the number two guy, but that don't mean I'm less important. That just means I know my role. Like I hear you saying, like I don't like being in front of the camera. It's like you understand your role. And what you're doing. You understand when you're doing your music, hey, I'm in front, I'm doing what I'm doing. If I'm doing something else or producing something, or I'm an executive producer of a TV show or a skit, you understand taking that back seat don't mean taking away from what you're doing.
Yeah.
It's just another lane. So, though, I just want to say, hey, I love that about you, bro, and I like the fan that you're going on. I really do.
I appreciate it, man. Like, it's crazy because it's a blueprint that's already made, man. Like, when you look at Monster, it's a movie Monster on Netflix. Nas is the executive producer. Nas got this whole Mass Appeal brand where it's the Supreme Team documentary. Legendary drug dealing group from Queens. Nas from Queens. He like, basically, I'm going to tell you my childhood. And he ain't got to even be in it for real. You know, he was in there, but it's like two scenes and it's three episodes. So it's like, yeah, man, like that's a check, man. Like this whole game is a finesse, man. Like they finesse you all the time.
Check.
But you got to learn how to finesse it. You got to learn how you fit in. Get in where you fit in, man.
Real talk, man. Real talk. Cause, like I said, we see 50 Cent killing the game right now. He's a studio. Like, I think it's like 32 acres or something crazy.
Fact.
He built a studio. The man don't even care about doing music no more. He built a studio. And I can honestly say he probably one of the guys who are putting out great TV shows.
Facts.
Great, and he's employing us. He employing us. I'm not saying he's employing nobody else, but he is making sure he includes us, putting us in position not only to be seeing those TV shows and movies, but also be in front of these people that's going to do like more roles, different genres. So 50 Cent kind of is one of my blueprints of how to move outside of being an artist. You know what I'm saying? For me, I had to look at somebody who was successful outside of the music game. Only person I saw, I'm not saying Jay-Z and them like that, but as far as what I was focusing on, like the TV, 50 Cent was the one guy. I'm like, dude, is consistently making great business moves. And I see you in that same light, bro. Like, to be honest, when I see you moving in that light to where you understand, like, hey, sometimes I do got to take a risk. And this may fly. Mm-hmm. This may not work. But I still got to see if it's going well. So I definitely rock with you on that. What I can also want to ask you is, we know we talked about, you know, you doing something behind the scenes, you doing all this other stuff, man. What are some of the things that you want to accomplish in Chicago? What are some of the things you want to do in the city of Chicago? I know you say you like giving back. So what are some of the things you want to do in Chicago?
Yeah, it's crazy because, like, when we get into that, like, it has nothing to even do with, like, media, music. Like, for me, like, I want to give these kids a future. And I want them to understand that you don't have to rap. You ain't got to hoop. You ain't got to be rich to be successful. I want to be able, like I said, these kids get, like, engineering. Kids that don't have the best comprehension at a young age, you know, understand, like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Learn how to learn stuff like that. Let's improve our community. That's what I want to do. I want to be able, like I said, Starbucks is not helping. I'm not saying it's not helping nobody, but Starbucks is not, it should not be a pillar in, you know what I'm saying, this community. We need people that do wood shop. We need people that's electricians. We need people out here that knows medicine, psychologists, you know what I'm saying, like all that type of stuff. Because, I mean, in the neighborhood I come from, man, mental health, from the levels of paranoia, from people who are heavily drug addicted. They can't go nowhere. You know what I'm saying? You go somewhere without insurance, you're going to get bottom tier shit. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, we got Obamacare and all that. Like, you could be covered, but how much are they going to really cover you? You know what I'm saying? Nothing against that. Like, use what you have. But it's like, yo, man, we need more. Like, we need more. It shouldn't be a health van only come once a month in our community. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on,
right,
man. People is hurting every day. We need people to understand stuff. Financial literacy should be taught in school. The kids are going, you know, it's just a lot, man. It's a lot. Like, you know, that's why I say being a leader, man, like, I'm trying to, I'm trying to bring change, man. Like, it's not even about rapping. It's not about money. It's about actually giving somebody an opportunity to be in a certain position. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody may one day want to be a director of an after-school program. Why not give them that opportunity? Why not give them that school?
Right.
Why not, you know what I'm saying? And especially if they look like us. Because I hate how when people do make money, they leave from the neighborhood. Like, they not staying in our neighborhood, man, you know? We need people. We need people, and that's any neighborhood, not even just the south side of Chicago. It's a hood. It's a ghetto everywhere. If you listen to Tupac, that's
exactly.
Some real shit. You know what I'm saying? We
yeah.
need that. You know what I'm saying? That's why I say, like, that's why I fuck with Nas so heavy now, because it's like, the stuff he rap about, like, if you listen to him, even his latest Magic album, he talk about how he said, one of his bars, he said, how you married that damn man wife, that say everything you need to know about that man life. Like, niggas out here ain't got no morals. Niggas ain't moving right. And who teaching the morals, though? How many churches could you really go to and trust what this preacher's saying? That's not asking you for no money. You know what I'm saying? So it's shit like that, man. Like we need guidance as a people. You know, our people always been divided. And it's crazy because it's technically not our fault, but we know that it's not our fault. A lot of people know it's not our fault, yet they still feed into it. Kendrick was talking that shit. I think it was in Meet the Grams where he say 5% get it, not 95% don't have a clue. Method Man said that in Boxing Hand. If you a Wu-Tang fan, if you a real rap, if you really listen to this rap,
oh,
shit,
yeah.
Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? Method Man said, it's you know, I feel bad for the 85 who don't have a clue. And if you really know what's going on, if you really, like, know, if you really consider yourself pro-black, if you really think you know what's going on in the world, do you know what that means? You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's me. I'm always in a minority. It's the 1% of the world that's rich. 5% of the world that get it. I'm part of both of them. You know what I'm saying? Before I get it monetarily, it's mentally there already. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so
right.
That's why I move different. That's why I think the way I think, because even if I'm not in the camera portraying it, I could create the thing that does, and it could be done correctly. You're not going to have a person that say, oh, he cooned it. You could make a song like Lil Brother, real rap fan, Lil Brother No Knife Wonder. They know Fontaine. They best album, in my opinion, is called The Minstrel Show. It came out in 2005.
Oh, yeah.
Come on,
classic
man.
Joint.
The Minstrel Show is if I write
classic.
Down, you see what I'm saying? But if
man,
you just hear
classic,
it called
bro.
The Minstrel Show,
love
and you
Lil
hear,
Brother, man.
Come on, man. People don't know it. People don't understand conceptual art. This is conceptual art. This is a three black men that's a part of this blackface type of thing, but they give you some of the craziest bars. But at the same time, it's like, yo, do you understand what the Minstrel Show really is?
It's
do you know what they represent? And that's the point. That's my thing. Knowledge is power. Nas said it himself. You know what I'm saying? Yo, he say my people either Harvard. He say my people either projects or jail, never Harvard or Yale. We need to break those. We need to break that shit.
Break the mold.
Come on, man. Like
big
generational curse is killing
big
all of all us, man. So yeah, that's my goal, man. My goal is to move the people to another. You know, we got to be in another realm of thinking. People can't just think.
Yeah.
I'm going to put this money in there. I'm going to get these turkeys every year. Yeah, that works, but it's only once a year, twice a year.
Right.
We need some real shit, man. Like, we need some people out here really making change, some people putting the groundwork in.
Man, that's deep, bro.
That's real
that's
shit,
deep,
man.
Bro.
I live it every day.
Man, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. Cause I ain't going to lie to you, man. I try to send that same message out on the show when I close out, man. You kind of did it for me, man. I'll be honest. You kind of did it for me. So before we get out of here, man, let everybody know how they can get in contact with you, how they can, like, link up with you, how they can collab with you, how they can get support you, bro.
So, for the people that's not on the live already, right, my Instagram, j.lenz_J as in justice, dot as period, L as in love, E as in quality, N as in now, you know what I'm saying, _ J Lenz. Definitely follow me on Instagram. That's like my main source of what I'm putting everything on. Come through, listen to my Instagram, man. I don't know. I just want to throw something out real quick. I don't know if he's listening right now, and he told me to say this specifically. I want to give a shout out to my boy Jay Breezy. He makes Ethiopian jazz. Okay, I had to throw that out there before I got off. Now I ain't gonna lie, he lying. He told me to say this shit, so he don't make I don't even know if Ethiopian jazz is a real thing, but I had to shout him out real quick, okay? Now, back to what I was doing, though. As Jay Lenz is my Instagram, that's the main point of contact. If you ever want to talk to me, hit me up on there, man. Give the feedback. Listen to the music. JJAY, two capital J's, AY, JJ, that's me. look me up, man. And, yeah, I mean, just hit me up. You know what I'm saying?
That's
my boy Jimmy in the live.
So y'all know what I say at the end of all my shows, man. I say, do what you love and love what you do, and the rest take care of yourself, man. We finna get up out of here, but every time I close the show out, we close the show out with whatever song. So let me know what song you want me to close the show out with.
What song I want to close the show out with? How about we just let me rap a little bit. Let me rap to the people.
Do what you want,
cool,
bro.
It's like a game, you know. I want to play a game, you know. This free. Without the word. Last time you gave me a word, it fucked my whole shit up. Nah, I'm fucking with you, but I just want to, you know, I just want to give a cool little freestyle, cool little 16, man, some acapella shit. I could really do this rap shit, man. So yeah, I just want to talk to the people. So is that cool? I could start whenever.
Do what you want to, man.
Yo.
It's on you.
Okay. Look, like a game, you know. Shout out to my boy, Shout Boy Jimmy. Shout out to the Winning Circle. Shout out to Sella Diaz. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to, like, you know, 2-1's Nation, man. I love y'all. Thank y'all for coming through and sticking with it. So, look, I'm checking rappers off my list. Say you don't care, so keep my business out your mix. Before you catch a rhyme that hit you harder than a flip. Please don't cross the line, getting hyped on some rap shit. On the brink of extinct, you survival tactics. They trying to push me to my limit, smashing through the glass ceiling. See them niggas sponge your life, watch me do this independent. Used to try to come around, couldn't hang cause you was timid. Niggas say they was a killer, verbal threats ain't never heard Jay. My blessings come from God, watch me rise up on the third day. 2-1's nigga, I'm be winning on my worst day. Finger fuck my trigger, shoot some shots at the foreplay. Real niggas show me love, young niggas know the plug. If it's on the south side, then I got it sewn up. Shot City soldier, stay out my way. Might as well go and jump in your grave, fucking with Jay. I think I'll cut it like that.
All right, man. That's what's up, man. So like I said, man, we finna get up out of here, man. Shout out to JJ. Shout out to 2-1 Nation. Everybody who tuned in.
Sure.
Shout out to everybody that's in the live. Everybody tuned in to the live. Shout out to everybody that's listening in here. You know, the phone or wherever y'all listening to it. Because y'all know we on Spotify. We on iTunes. We on our radio, so we in a lot of spots. We all over the place. So there's nowhere, no place you can't listen to OG Radio. And if you miss this show, it's okay. I'm gonna send JJ the link, and you can click the link and you can go back and listen to it whenever you feel like listening to it. So you didn't really miss nothing. So I'm your boy, Mr. AK. Shout out to my man, JJ.
Who wants to?
Like I said, man, do what you love what you do, and let's take care of yourself. I will highlight y'all next Friday, man, or Saturday, depending on what's going on. But I'll get up y'all, man. Y'all be safe, y'all be easy, and both these songs on the countdown, man. We out, man. OG Radio, man. We out there.
2-1 Nation, we taking over, man.
Yes, sir. Let's go. We out.